When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Total Information AM, and we were mentioning Independence Day, and we've got a big celebration coming up in St. Louis. Joining us now, Tim Mears, General Chairman of Celebrate St. Louis. Tim, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, good morning. Excited to be here.
So we've had a little bit of a rebranding here for this year. Celebrate St. Louis, the new name of our 4th of July celebration. Tell us a little bit about what that name means for you.
So, you know, in its inception, we wanted to make sure that we were capturing the spirit of St. Louis in many different ways. And what we're here to do is celebrate St. Louis, not only on the 4th of July, but with year-round activities. Just so happens that our first one out the gate is 4th of July this year.
So our next guest is going to be Chuck Coleman, one of the stunt pilots. I think a lot of people are going to be excited, Tim, that the air show is back this year.
Well, we couldn't be more happy than to bring it back. You know, one of the things we did as we developed Celebrate was really listen to the community, talk to a lot of our government partners and business partners, and said, what is it that people really want for the 4th? And what we heard from, you know, all levels was, we want a parade, we want to see an air show, we want great music, and we want fireworks. And we're going to deliver on that this 4th of July.
So give our listeners a sense of what the setup, the timing is, when they can expect events on Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. So Celebrate takes place, starts at 10 a.m. with the parade downtown on Market Street. Then we'll transition to the air show in the afternoon right off the riverfront. We'll have a dedication of the Eads Bridge. It's the 150th year of that bridge being the most continuously operated bridge on the Mississippi. So the History Museum will be part of that. We've got a family fun zone down on the North Cape Sullivan. Salute to the Troops event hosted by Grunt Style, which will be on the main stage down on the riverfront as well. We're going to roll right into the evening of great music. We've got music from Feel, Lupe Fiasco, Low Cash, and then The Urge. Everybody loves The Urge, great St. Louis band, and that's going to close out the evening with the music. And we'll roll right into the iconic, spectacular fireworks shot over the riverfront, framed by the arch. It's going to be a wonderful day and evening.
We're speaking with Tim Mears, General Chairman of Celebrate St. Louis. A lot of folks, Tim, are asking, why is this just a one-day event? They remember the years when this stretched over a whole weekend.
That's a great question. So as we rebranded and kind of, you know, pulled in all the elements that people wanted, calendars are sometimes a challenge. So if you look at this year, the 4th falls on a Thursday. And so we decided that as we launch this year, we're going to do a one-day event, pack everything in, get it done on Thursday for the people of St. Louis, and then you've got your weekend. So we're going to kick off the party, and then you've got your weekend to enjoy with your family, with barbecues and other things. As we develop our calendar for the rest of the year, we'll see what comes and bring it back a little longer, perhaps.
So anyone wanting to come down to the riverfront, give us some tips for parking, what traffic may be like, what to expect that way.
So we've been working with our partners with St. Louis City Police Department, MoDOT, Metro, and others. And I would say the easiest thing to do is that whether you're coming down 70, 44, 40, 55, you're going to end up right downtown like you would be going to the Cardinals game. Parking garages around Keener Plaza are actually very well located for the Arch Grounds, LKS, and the parade in the morning time. So you've got great easy access off the highway, right into a parking garage, and into the event itself.
Tim, what's the website for folks to get more information?
Absolutely. Two places you can go. CelebrateStLouis.org is our website with FAQs, maps, you can prepay for parking. All the information is located on that website. And then, of course, follow us at Celebrate St. Louis on Facebook, Instagram, and get all your information.
Tim, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
That is Tim Mears, General Chairman of Celebrate St. Louis, joining us on KMOX. And as
when it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back. Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.